I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to today's podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you see the tweet I put on Instagram last night?
What?
I screenshotted and put up a tweet on Instagram, which I think you guys might relate to. I hate when I ask an assassin to kill my oldest and most powerful enemy, and he begins stabbing me, revealing a painful truth. It's deep, isn't it?
It is very deep, but...
It was on a comedy Twitter account.
Was it?
Yeah, I found it funny.
Well, I feel like that's almost too deep and profound.
Yeah.
You are your own worst enemy. That's the fancy way of saying that.
Mm.
And I don't know. I kind of rate myself.
Listen.
You don't think you've ever sabotaged your own career?
No.
She does it on the daily. Unfortunately, I go down with her.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think through when we partnered up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're covering a lot on today's show.
Mm. I'm still stuck on beards. Specifically,
I'm
Scotty's
so
beards.
Excited about beards.
You know
right
what?
Now.
Say no more. Take a listen.
Okay, here it is.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hey, it's Tom and Ollie here. That's Mark Ronson featuring Miley Cyrus. Nothing breaks like a heart. And it's been so lovely to spend the night with you.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
Never a pleasure.
No, it's been nice, though. I mean, first show, very first show down.
Yeah.
And we are going to call from now on Mondays the kick-ons.
Yeah, it's kick-ons.
The Monday show is kick-ons. So it's a very, it's a real kids thing. If you're 30 plus, you won't get it. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Tom, one other thing that we wanted to do in this show is now that we're sort of ending, this show's over, we're going to pass the baton over to those two girls who have their very own show, and they're actually in their very own studio, so this is kind of weird, but good morning to Sarah and Lise.
Hey, Tom and Ollie.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. We have never met you, so this is so stupid to do this idea, isn't it? We're meeting live on air.
It's cute. Those two boys, those two girls, it's a perfect matrimony.
It actually is. The network's done their planning very well.
We're doing our own Married at First Sight, but without the sight.
With less veneers.
Yes, please.
Are you? I mean, it's a strong first question, Sarah and Lise, but would you be up for that? Married at First Sight with Tom
and
we
are already married, guys. Thanks for doing your research. We're 10 years married, not to each other.
Right.
Although we have always said that once our husbands kick the bucket, Sarah and I are totally going to shack up together and be elderly companions.
Great.
That's
the dream.
But girls, Married at First Sight, if you've seen the show, I mean, cheating's fine. So it doesn't really matter.
It's fine. If a better offer comes along, then Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, no, brilliant.
And they'd also go for Bob the uncle. Like, really, they'd go there. They'd totally go there.
If you have an uncle called Bob, send him our way.
Sexy, gruff.
All morning, those two girls, we have not even mentioned it, but it's bloody April Fool's Day. It's about the pranks today, isn't it?
Are you guys nervous on April Fool's Day? No. Like when you rock up to work or, you know, all our listeners? I reckon that there's an air of anxiety on April Fool's Day
perhaps,
when you walk into work.
And maybe that's why everyone hates it, because you've just got your guard up so that you don't get caught out. I've got a list of some that are going to be doing the rounds today. If you just want to get a head start, be on
good.
The front foot.
Yeah. What are some of the gags going around
Look,
from the
you
companies?
Might, your company might want to introduce the world's first nap desk, which is a standing sleep desk designed by a team of inertia experts to say that you've got the optimal angle for a quick nap at work.
Do these company April Fool's
gags? I mean,
gags.
We do that in this hour of the show anyway. Yeah. So I
we
feel
don't
like
need a we don't need a nap desk.
No.
We've got Audible for fish. That's right. The team at Audible have announced they will be releasing 3-second books to keep fish happy.
No.
It's really grown humour, isn't it? It's kind of funny.
It is, but there is one that has tickled my fancy, and that is that the City of Orange in New South Wales has declared it will be changing its name to Pink later this year. So they've said that it's confusing for people because they don't actually grow oranges in Orange.
But pink
and that's
comes
what's throwing
there.
People. But pink lady apples come from there. So pink.
They are the original pranks.
Where did you get this intel from?
Just the number one story on news.com. I really deep dived into far, the World Wide Web for you guys.
She's like the real deal journo. Well, the two of us.
You want something? I'm on Wikipedia. I'll get that for you.
You guys are good.
Well, we're handing the baton over to you. Take it right now, I'll press the button. Why don't you?
I've got it. I've got it.
You're holding on to it?
All right.
We've got it.
We've got it. Thanks, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning, everybody. Lise and Sarah here, those two girls. Happy April Fools. We're just going to get it out of the way.
Yes, because okay? We will not be April Fooling you at any point today.
No, we won't. But what I do have for you, Sarah,
for that nonsense,
is a little challenge. It's like, it's, I suppose it's an April Fool's challenge, but I'm going to tell you right now, nothing bad is going to happen to you. And we are filming this for Instagram. So if you're playing along, jump on our Instagram. I'm going to put the video of what I'm about to do to Sarah right now. Okay, so Sarah,
this
here.
This doesn't make me nervous at all.
Listen, if you're not quick enough to come up with an April Fool's challenge for me, you're going to cop it. So what I'm going to hand to you is a glass of water.
Yes.
Okay, what I want you to do, no, don't touch it.
Sorry.
I want you to move your chair, come and stand up against our desk and place your thumbs together like so. Now, place them on the desk. You can stand if you want to or you can sit. Get nice and comfortable with your thumbs. Get up there.
Yeah, I'm right, up there. Okay. I've also got to now, stay on microphone.
I'm going to place this cup of water on your thumbs. There yes. we go.
Yeah, okay.
And there you have it. That's the challenge.
Well, what's the challenge?
Well, the challenge, what do you think?
What, is to drink?
No, the challenge is that now
if she moves
you are
anything,
stuck.
You'll spill.
And you are going to stay like that for the
rest. Oh, sugar.
Okay, well.
Sugar, we didn't need that technical equipment, did we?
Oh, gosh.
Sarah, why? You're meant to
I
stay like
a challenge.
That the whole show.
This is why you should tee me up on what you're planning on doing.
Of course she would spill it, Scotty. Of course she would spill it. You were meant to stay like that for the duration of the hour.
No, there's no holding me down, Lise. Not under a glass of water. I give that the thumbs down. My thumbs are free now and I can do that.
I'm speechless.
I don't know whether I'm more shocked by her decision to try and ruin $500,000 worth of equipment or just the fact that she wouldn't play along with the prank,
she just
you know.
Didn't play along with the prank anyway.
At Lise and Sarah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a negative Nancy.
At Lise and Sarah on Instagram is where you can be disappointed by
yes.
that.
You just disappointed the nation.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, my husband Dane is on holidays. It's his annual leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he is growing a beard, I suppose. He's at the moment, it's just a really decent 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm.
And I have to tell you, I love it.
Mm.
I've said to him, you better not shave for the next few weeks. Mm. I'm loving this. It just, it feels like, oh, Scott, we worked on this before in the ad break.
You wanted me to play A Whole New World by Aladdin.
Yes. It does feel like a whole new world.
Did that really?
It's a whole new point of view. I'm looking at this man in
gosh.
A new light, Sarah.
Mm.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're preaching to the converted here because my husband Wills often has significant growth on his face and I'm hot for it.
It's
I think
so
he looks
hot.
Better with half his face covered in hair. There, I've said it.
Are we normal? Is this a thing? Do men around
but
Australia
But you want him
to
grow it to
this?
Full Ned Kelly, don't
no,
you?
No. I do not require Ned Kelly at all, but I do like facial hair.
Well, it's funny you say that, Lise, because I've got some facts for
okay.
you.
Okay.
The enunciation in that word was next level. Scientists have realised that bearded men actually look angrier than clean-shaven types. Now, this is actually scientific research that's
okay.
come out of Australia, out of the Uni of New England.
Do they look angrier, like, at when their faces are just normal, or do they look angrier when they're angrier?
When they're angry.
Okay.
So the study was about men of bushier chins, how that affects their ability to communicate their emotions and their masculinity. So basically what it's discovered is beards emphasise the jaw, which leads people to recognise anger more quickly.
Okay.
Okay. But on the flip side,
yes,
bearded men also look much jollier when they're happy.
Go figure.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
And in general, beards are regarded as on people who, it makes them more reliable and trustworthy.
Yeah, right.
Because I guess it shows that they're just comfortable with who they are. They're gonna let that hair grow, bro.
How much beard is too much beard, though?
That wasn't in the research.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Anything.
They failed.
I hark back to Roald Dahl's The Twits.
Yes.
And that's where a beard has to be capped.
If
where if you
food
can keep
it,
some sardines in it or
no.
some crumbs for later nibbles, that's too much.
I like a Scotty, have you ever grown a 5 o'clock shadow? Scotty, I've never seen
I dream.
Facial.
I dream of, of being able to grow facial.
It would
hair.
Actually change your entire mojo because you've got such a baby face.
Oh, Sarah, don't say that
a,
to
no,
him.
That's a flattering thing. He looks youthful.
He does look youthful.
Like Thanks. A baby.
Can we
Thanks, guys.
Can we try and grow can we help you grow a facial hair? A facial hair. Being the operative word.
Give it 3 weeks, I might pop one out. No, I'll do, for you guys,
can
I
you?
Won't. I won't shave for 7 days.
Oh my god!
Okay.
Please,
we can put a photo up now, and
okay,
you will
let's
see.
Do a before
this
and
is,
after
yes?
on Scotty.
Could we do it?
Yeah, if
and
you
then,
want to.
Okay, can we compare your facial hair to my husband Dane's?
After a week,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Dane would end up with half a beard at the end of a day,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, if we compared it with mine and your 9-year-old son, he'd probably win as well.
Scotty.
It's all right.
Oh, we love your baby face.
I'll go through puberty one day. I'm really looking forward to it. You got those two girls with Lise
that.
And Sarah. And you do love that
I
song.
I love that
you?
Song. I
and
love it. Just... Except I thought it was called
we go.
Misfits. So I was trying to search it on the weekends and
what?
I couldn't find it.
Sing it like how you thought it was.
No, because she says it, have you ever felt like a misfit? Ba-da-da-da. And I was like, yes, I do. I do, Ava.
Why didn't you just message one of us and say...
Well, I don't know. Anyway.
Why didn't you check her Wikipedia page? It feels like there's a lot of... yeah, no, good on you. Good on you, Lise. Did you buy the CD in the end or did you walk out of the Sanity music?
Okay, I resent. Just because my birthday's next week, Scott...
Scott also used to work at Sanity. That's why he wants to throw that in.
I know he did.
He was one of the cool kids who had a job at a CD store in high school.
I had to wear a lanyard with my name on it and I thought that was so cool.
Lanyards are the best thing about being a grown up.
Did you have some new wave hair gel in there as well just to spike your do up? No,
no,
I can't take it too far.
I regret not doing.
All right. Can I leave this misfit chat?
Sure.
And promise that what I'm about to tell you is not an April Fool's prank, but Tinder have announced they want to bring honesty back to dating.
Mm, that's rich.
It is. And the way they are doing that is by introducing a height verification tool. Yes, that's right.
To their app.
To their app.
How
so
does
the
this
biggest
work?
Lie men tell is that they're over 6 foot tall.
Right.
Right? And... Tinder said the charade must stop because there's a lot of 5 foot teners out there saying they're 6 foot one and it's just not, it's not right. So when you upload your details to Tinder, now you can put in your height and you can accompany it with a picture of you next to any commercial building.
Okay.
And Tinder will then verify if the height you've put in is correct. And if it isn't, it says, bow, bow, try again.
But how about like, okay, here's a way to get around that. Don't upload that photo. Like,
but
why would...
Because,
so the tall blokes...
Yes.
The tall blokes are like, I am 6 foot four,
women,
here's proof.
A lot of women want blokes over 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
So
that's
there are...
That's not fair, though. I feel that that's unfair because, you know, women also tell little white lies about their appearance. But, you know, like, am I a real blonde? Not me, personally. But, you know, women are saying, like, I'm a natural... platinum blonde. Like, how are they going to verify that? There's lots of things we lie about all the time about our appearance.
I don't know.
Like, you know, like, okay, bust size.
But I don't think you
weight.
Have to put that stuff on Tinder.
Well, but why are they asking the men
photos.
To do it, Sarah? Why
well,
are they asking
because
the men?
Because women are turning away in droves,
well, that's
apparently.
Not right. I've dated men shorter than me.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I never have.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't say I liked it. But I still gave them a shot.
Well, I never did because we're tall women, so I always
we are tall.
Always
are people being are people being tricked up by this? Like, are people going on dates with people and being like, "Oh
yes,
my gosh!"
Yes, so people are rocking up
are.
And,
really?
And they're like, "Okay, well, here's Tony, and he's 6 foot, and in person, Tony is actually 5'9", or maybe Tony's a bloke who buys those shoes in airport platform magazines shoes. That have the hidden platform
okay,
in them.
Well, let's ask our listeners 13 10 60. Have you ever been on a Tinder date where they look absolutely nothing like their photos? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I had a driver's license. I've got to say, we're just jumping in here. I've got a driver's license that was a really pretty photo. And I had it taken when I was 26.
Peak hotness.
And peak hotness. And you could just keep renewing online. So I kept renewing until the licenses changed and they introduced some new chip technology. I mean, it was the worst
day. Well, the chip technology looked at your photo and looked at you and went, who dis?
It was a solid 9 years before I changed that photo.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, Friday afternoon. The bell goes, the school bell goes at 3 p.m. And what happens in my world?
I didn't think you were still at school.
Well, I'm not, but my 9.5-year-old son, Remy,
that's
is.
Right. Just,
and
what, just frame the story.
And what happens when the school bell goes at 3? What happens to me? Ding, I get a text. You know he's addicted to texting me as soon as the school bell goes. And he always has a very important message to get across the line. So Friday afternoon, the message was, I'm devastated, Mum. I've had the worst day of my life. Okay. Dramatic.
Oh, goodness me, this is dramatic. So he had to get this off his chest before he caught the bus home to
That's
you.
That's right. And I said, well, look, hop on the bus with your little brother. I have a lovely afternoon tea waiting for you. We'll talk about it then. I'll cheer you up. And he said, nothing can cheer me up at this point.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, he's very dramatic.
Very. I wonder where he gets it from. Anyway, the boys get home. The Nutella's ready. And I sit him down and I said, what happened? And he said, Mum, today was the cross-country trophy presentation. Their cross-country had occurred a few days prior. Yes. And the trophy presentation happened that afternoon. And I said, okay, so, why is that devastating? And he said, well,
did he win at cross-country
on the
day?
No, he did not, Sarah.
Did he come any kind of placing?
No, he came 53rd.
Okay.
Okay, so I said
to him, important thing is that you try, though. It's not that you win.
That's
so
right.
Obviously. Those key messages that you're giving him as a mother to a son are working.
So
just
I said
try
to
your
him,
best.
Why? He said, I am devastated I didn't get a trophy. And I said, but we covered this off on the day you came 53rd. Like, there is no trophy. And he said, I know, but when is it going to be my time to shine in cross country? And I said, well, when you don't come 53rd would be a starting point. And I said, Remy, let me remind you what happened during your cross country race. Let's just go through this. He said, well, I did twist my knee at the 1 kilometre mark. And I said, yes. And then what happened? What did you tell me? He said, well, I fell over and then my best mate came and helped me up. And I said, and that's amazing. And I said, and then what happened? He said, well, then we got up and walked to the bubbler, had a drink.
Oh, my gosh.
Had a chat and then finished the race. And I said, and here you are after the worst day of your life because you didn't get a trophy, but you had enough time to get up and take a walk to the bubbler during the race. And I said, you've got to pull yourself together because life's going to be very hard for you if you don't understand that you don't get a trophy for taking a walk to the bubbler during a race. His father was, Dane was not impressed.
This is the participation trophy syndrome, well and truly at best, isn't it? That it's just like just because you've had a run,
Sarah,
get an award.
If he didn't have a drink at the bubbler, maybe he could have come 33rd.
He still wouldn't have got a trophy, though. Did you tell him that?
No, I said that. I said,
did you
this
say
is
to
not
him,
your race.
Mate, you're a loser.
Oh, my God.
And
pretty
you
much.
Need to accept that.
Pretty
okay?
much.
Winners are grinners. You, sad face, worst day of your life, loser. All right. I mean, that's what I kind of thought your parenting style stood at. It's tough love, Liz.
It is tough love. I said, no one feels sorry for you, Remy. You stopped and had a chat at a bubbler during a 2.5-kilometre race.
And then at afternoon tea, did you
say,
do you want mummy to make you some pancakes now to make you feel better?
No, I just said, open your mouth and let me pour the Nutella in. That's how we do it around here.
Yeah, that's how we recover. Get in the pantry and eat the Nutella.
All right, so tell us about the thing that you're breaking trends on around the world.
Embracing a new trend. I've decided I am proceeding with it as of the weekend. So on the weekend, my parents came to visit and it had been my dad's 69th birthday.
Okay.
A week prior. And I said to the girls, right, let's decorate a cake for granddad.
That's nice.
So we went and bought all our ingredients. We bought our decorations. I'd hopped onto some cake hack site for inspiration because I wanted to create a cake that really accurately represented my dad, who is very much an acts of service kind of a love language bloke. Like, he would just fix anything and everything. Something is broken for 5 seconds, it's fixed. That's how he shows his love.
He's a doer, and he's a DIY kind of dad. Mm-hmm. He's always, I mean, remember that time he pulled out that lizard from behind your TV cabinet?
Nothing's,
you couldn't even step foot inside
your
house.
Nothing's too much trouble. So I made Dad a cake that was resplendent with a Paw Patrol bulldozer with some Kit Kat logs and some crunchy rocks. And the topping was Dad in his dozer making garden beds.
So it's a kid's cake.
But it was a kid's cake style. Anyway, Dad wasn't expecting it because he's a very no-fuss kind of bloke. So anyway, he came over and the girls and I wheeled out the cake and said, happy birthday. And I think he got a little bit misty-eyed.
Of course
and
he
said,
did.
That's the best cake I've ever been given.
Because it's not a bloody Black Forest cake.
It's not.
When you're an adult, you get handed a mug cake and that's all you get.
There comes a time in everyone's life when all of a sudden the personalised,
themed,
kids themed style cakes just stop, and all you get is a woolly sponge cake or just a standard
something
mud
from
cake
the cheesecake shop or something like
something
that.
Something very run of the mill. Yeah. And I'm saying, don't just stop at the kids or teenage years. You know, really put some effort in to make a cake that represents who that person is at that stage
so
in their life.
So you feel that you have a gift that is reading the birthday person's personality and creating a kid-like
cake. In fact, I put it up on our Instagram page at Lee's and Sarah so everyone can take a look. Like, it is very infantile. But, Lee's, I know somebody else with a birthday coming up.
Guys, my birthday is in 10 days.
Now, if I'm introducing this signature Sarah service, are you in? Do you want me to make you a kids-themed cake for you? Lee's Carlaw, the woman you are.
Yes, because I don't know what you're going to come up with.
Mm.
What themes? But is it going to be nice or are you going to be nasty about it?
Well, I mean, there's so many things to love about you that I could put in fondant form.
Okay.
And buttercream.
I've never been more excited. I actually, is that your present to me?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's plenty. Do I have any say?
No say. It's a surprise feature. So it's nothing you'll find in the Woman's Weekly Cookbook.
Okay,
I mean, you've recently bought a dirt bike, haven't you?
Ooh,
and you're riding your dirt bike around your property.
I thought you were flicking open the Woman's Weekly Cookbook.
No, she's making this. This cake that you'll see on our Instagram at Lee's and Sarah is like made with love and made with total creativity on Sarah's part. And it is a work of art.
When's your birthday, Scott? You're July, aren't you? All right, you'll see what I'll do for Lee's and you'll want into.
I'm ready.
Okay, this is exciting.
In fact, if you grow a beard,
beard
by July,
we could
I could make you a beard cake.
We could trim some of his facial hair and sprinkle it on top.
Yum, yum.
Oh, well, that's a cheap decoration, I suppose.
Oh, look at that. Our closing music's playing. Time to go.
See you guys.
All right, happy April Fool's.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There was today's show.
There we go. Did you put in our cross with Ollie and Tom?
Tom and Ollie?
That's exciting. Okay, so we're going to put it in. Producer Aaron said that he's putting it in. So you would have heard
No, he's put it in.
You've
Shit,
heard
please.
It. You've heard it.
Shit.
Shivers.
Jeez.
There you go. Now we're like communicating with people in another realm.
Yeah.
We're not really. We're just communicating after they've listened to our show.
Wow.
That's it.
No, I mean like they're in another studio. It was great. It's
Where,
exciting.
Are they, sorry to open the curtain, but are they in Sydney?
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
They're in Melbourne.
There you go.
Du Bois.
Du Bois. No, that's...
Anyway, that was good fun. They're nice. How old are they?
I don't know. I don't have their Tinder profile in front of me.
Let me have a look. Thomas and Oliver.
How tall are they? Ask them that too.
I'm not asking them. I'm going to go... What would you... If you were working their hours, so they're on air at 1.
Oh, my God. I was thinking that driving in.
So, assuming they prep their show, let's say that they're prepping their show... okay, well, let's say they're prepping their show the same way as us. So, they're prepping from 20 to 1.
Oh, shut up, Scott.
What hours do you sleep?
I don't know. That would be really,
well, it's like
really
the collective
difficult.
Noun boys, right? Because don't they sleep during the day?
No, they're... Well, they'll go to bed by, like, 1:30.
So
that's
they'd
not
be,
so bad.
They'd be in, Tom and Ollie would be in, I reckon, from 10 p.m. 10 or 11 p.m.
I mean, that's a level of
commitment we are.
Probably 11, I'd say, for a 3-hour show.
Oh, yeah, they're not prepping.
What, do you think they'd come in at midnight?
Maybe 11:30.
When we were doing weekend breakfast, we prepped for 2 days. And that was 2 hours.
That's so true.
Remember, we used to come
We used to come in on a Thursday and a Friday and then do the live show on a Saturday.
We didn't do much, though. We just used to hang around the station be like a bad
we're
smell.
We're here, give us a job. And look how that turned out. Pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know when they'd sleep. That would be hectic.
Yeah.
I really hope they have aircon and dark, like, blockout curtains.
Oh, yeah. Imagine doing that over summer.
Like a toddler. Okay, this is interesting.
Ooh, let's chat with them tomorrow morning about their sleep habits.
Let's find out those answers. Let's
get
to the bottom of that.
Let's get to, yeah, all right. We'll bring you more information about Tom and Ollie tomorrow.
Let's investigate.
I'm invested. If we've got a crossover with these blokes every morning in the wee hours of dawn, then... We need to know who they are in their heart of hearts.
Because we don't know, you know, if something happens, we don't want to be associated. We don't want them, you know, like if they get arrested for something very illegal and they go and their friends, those two girls, we don't want to be involved in that.
No.
Another one which I think about a little bit, talking about sleep, you know the people on Breakfast TV? Yeah. They have to get their makeup done before they go on TV at 5:30.
Yeah, it's hectic.
I wonder what time they get in.
They get in at like 3:30, 4.
Yuck.
Same hours as us, sort of thing.
Yuck.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and I mean
on.
The
and
women have it worse, obviously, because the blokes just they get a bit of bronzer and you know
a suit.
Yeah, a suit.
Yeah, I reckon that would be so hard because at least we have the luxury of being dressed in our comfies.
Yeah.
You know, with you don't have to put makeup on, nothing. And I love that about our job. I love that you can just front up a la naturelle.
Are you excited
That's
about
French,
going?
That's French, but natural.
Are you excited about going back into winter?
So excited.
Where we rock up at like 4 degrees.
Oh, gosh. It was nippy this morning.
As long as I have my Ugg boots and a big, remember, I'm going to pull out my big red coat. chugga, chugga, big red coat.
All right, that's the point to end it.
Right? Yep. That's as long as you have a good coat and some Ugg boots,
yeah,
I'm
like
ready
hot
for
potato.
Winter.
Oh, like a what? What did you say?
Like
a what, Sarah?
Like a hot potato.
Potato, potato. Potato, potato. Guys, the Wiggles are coming to the venue near my house, the concert venue near my house.
Yeah.
And what, Azzy? And I am considering going.
Yeah, the new Wiggles or the old Wiggles?
Only if I get a free ticket.
New Wiggles or old Wiggles?
Also, your kids are kind of past Wiggle phase.
Not for them, for me.
Why would you want to be around that many children?
I poo all day. I'm a cow. I'm a cow.
I've never heard that one.
Neither, Scott. I don't think that's the Wiggles, mate.
No, no, that's me. Sorry, I was just introducing you to my new song. It's called I'm a Cow. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.